market, advertise, and sponsor your business with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, where information and resources are intentionally disseminated via radio, print, and social media. Call our office for more details at 312-803-2618.
Welcome, welcome back to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with Veterans Day. We are actually looking at Wednesday, November 11th, 2020 is Veterans Day, a very special year, a very special day. Make sure to thank a veteran and make sure to participate in activities if you are a veteran. But we love you all. You're all of our family. November is National Veterans and Military Families Appreciation Month. Today is Saturday, November 7th, 2020. Our host is Cliff Kelly, and I am the co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Today, we are going to be talking with a very special panelist. We actually were both in Chicago, and where did we meet? We met in Iraq. So that was the first time I met this man, and I have been astounded and really in awe of his accomplishments ever since. But he is Eli Williamson, a U.S. Staff Sergeant, Army veteran, and co-founder of Leave No Veteran Behind. And he was the director of veterans programs for Robert R. McCormick Foundation, is a former staff sergeant of the U.S. Army and co-founder of Leave No Veterans Behind, an Illinois-based nonprofit focused on employment opportunities for veterans. While serving as executive director at Leave No Veteran Behind, Eli implemented debt relief and transitional programs in employment for our veterans and workforce skills training, as well as community service opportunities for veterans making the transition from military to civilian life. Prior to 2009, Eli served in both Iraq and Afghanistan as a member of the psychological operations teams and as an Arabic linguist, working on outreach to civilian communities and supporting special operations forces. He also served as a wildland firefighter in Montana. He was one of those people they call the smoke jumpers. So I am so honored and so pleased to have Eli Williamson on this station today. I had to stay here because I knew he was coming on, and we have a bond that goes all the way back to Iraq. How are you doing, Eli?
Well, first of all, thank you for the introduction. This is Eli Washington, not Eli Williamson.
Oh, it's Eli Washington.
Eli Williamson is on a panel that's coming up on this coming Monday, sponsored by Cook County Government.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But that's quite a outstanding resume you gave to that person. And I'm truly looking forward to hearing him on Monday afternoon for the Cook County Government's Veterans Affairs Equity Program.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, because that's a program I actually participated in that for quite a couple of years now. And it is a fantastic program. Actually, I really learned a lot about my benefits and through maybe you can go and explain it to everyone, because I think people
okay.
need to really know about this and participate.
Sure. On this coming Monday at 3:00, Cook County Government, the Equity Committee will host a virtual town hall meeting dealing with veterans and veterans affairs issues. We're going to have a dynamic panel. It is all virtual. It's going to be on President Tony Preckwinkle's Facebook page at 3:00 on this coming Monday.
Okay.
Yep, we're going to have Rebecca Van Horn. She is with the Road Home Program. Now, this organization provides mental health services for veterans and their families. We're also going to have the very, very distinguished Eli Williamson, and I need to write that introduction. You just gave him down.
Yeah,
on Monday, we can give him the same.
I met Eli back in Iraq. I was running Combat 8 Medical Station, and he showed up, and I said, "Where are you from?" He said, "Chicago, where are you from?" And I said, "Chicago, why haven't we met before?"
That's right. Yeah, so he's going to be on the panel as well. Emmanuel Johnson. He's with
Emmanuel
McCormick.
Yeah,
with the McCormick Foundation. Now, what they do, they provide a whole lot of assistance to veterans throughout the city of Chicago and county of Cook. We're also going to have Karen Hernandez. She's with Chicago Vets.
Okay.
Now, they offer employment services and support services to veterans and education programs. And we're going to have the Director of Veterans Affairs for Cook County Government, Department of Veterans Affairs, who's a Vietnam vet, Mr. Bill Brown.
Now, oh, Bill Brown. I know Bill Brown.
There you go. Everybody knows Bill Brown.
Yes, sir.
Bill Brown is an outstanding gentleman. I've had the pleasure of getting to know him and work with him. Because what I do in Cook County, I work with the minority women and veteran businesses for the county of Cook.
Oh, yes.
And we had a veteran business program, so that when we were crafting the ordinance, so we were able to sit down and talk to Bill and just get a real understanding of some of the needs of the veterans as far as the business community is concerned. So, like, this event on this coming Monday at 3 o'clock on President Tony Preckwinkle's Facebook page, is this going to be a dynamic, we encourage all veterans to listen in, or if you know of a veteran, please have them to tune in to President Tony Preckwinkle's Facebook page on this coming Tuesday. Coming Monday at 3 o'clock. It's going to be a dynamic event. We try to have these events at least twice a month where the president, you know, since you can't get out and meet people face-to-face anymore like COVID, because of COVID. So we like to have these events so the president still can be out with the community. People can see and hear ideas and programs and services that the county is providing.
Yeah, because I know Toni Preckwinkle. I'll tell you, she was my alderman. And then
right in the fourth ward.
And then she left my ward and became the president of the board. And I said, you know, Cook County Board. And I said, you know, I guess I'll let you go. And she started laughing. but really a wonderful person out there.
She's had a distinguished career. I had the pleasure of knowing her many years ago when she was alderman as well. At that time, I was working for then Alderman John Steele, so I had the opportunity to engage, interact with her before I came over to the county.
Oh, yes, yes.
When John Stroger was in office.
Oh, John Stroger, yes. Yes, sir. You got some history there.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we at the county, we're just trying to do the best we can with what we have. You know, resources are limited. And I think we all have a sign of relief that happened. The 74 million people, including myself, was very happy what happened this morning.
Yes. I think I saw the sun rise. But yes. Yeah, and I think that's something that, you know, we're a nonpartisan show, but
absolutely.
You, but it goes back to the integrity and the principles and the character of people who are, you know, leading this nation. And as a veteran, I've got to support the health and the healing of a nation. And I'm hoping that that's what we're on the track we're going on right now. But, you know,
absolutely.
So where does this event is going to be on, online right now? So what are some of the things that people can expect from it? I know you were saying
they can expect to talk about, first of all, if you're a veteran, if you're looking for a job, where you can go. If you are a veteran business owner, what services are available to you? We're also going to talk about mental health, because that is a very big issue. One of the co-sponsors of the event is the Kennedy Forum. So I was so happy to hear two individuals who I have just the utmost respect for earlier on your show when I heard Congressman Davis and Chris Kennedy on the show. So the Kennedy Forum is one of the co-sponsors of this particular event.
Eli is Glenda, executive producer. I need to incorporate Eli Williamson also into this conversation, okay?
Oh, wonderful.
Absolutely. Hold, please. Keep talking.
Okay. So, I had two Elis calling me.
There you go. You're a popular man.
Yeah. Are you sure this wasn't part of that psychological operations that Eli Williamson was doing?
That is not me, Dr.
My skill set.
I gave him
my skill set.
I gave him such a wonderful introduction.
Yes, you did. That's why we can't wait to hear him on Monday at 3 o'clock. Just cannot wait.
Yes, sir. And so it sounds like it's a lot of different things, you know, the job opportunities, the veteran business owner should call as well. And do I have to be a business owner to call
No, absolutely not. Yeah. That's just one of the services that the county provides for veteran businesses. But it's just not for veteran businesses by any stretch of the imagination. It's just for all veterans. It's basically one of our ways to show people and to thank our veterans for their service, their courage, and their dedication to our country. So, you know, we just want to take the time and just honor them and just tell people what's out there to provide assistance for them.
Okay, great. Yeah, now that we have Eli on, tell us a little bit about you. And I gave them an incredible, glowing introduction.
Sure did.
and on the playback, you're going to hear that. But Eli, you have been incredible. You know, as a president, co-founder of Leave No Veterans Behind. I was telling him how we met in Iraq. And it was psychological operations, and I think you were just sent out to see who else was from Chicago was out there. So we met on the battlefield, and it has been an honor to be knowing you as long as I have since our time back in Iraq. But tell us a little bit about what you're going to say, I guess, at this meeting on Monday at 3 p.m. On the 9th on Tolley Preckwinkle's face page.
Well, first and foremost, Dr. Arnold, as you know, it's an honor to always be in your presence. You're one of my first mentors in the military and have been mentoring me ever since we met in Iraq in Mosul in 2004. And so it's just an absolute honor to be able to, you know, share some space with you. Bill Brown, as you know, I've always respected you and respect the work that you're doing on behalf of veterans at the county. And the work that President Preckwinkle has always committed herself to as it pertains to veterans and their families. So, you know, first and foremost, it's just an honor to take this call and be able to, you know, talk about the issues that are relevant towards veterans, their families, but more importantly, how veterans can be relevant to the larger communities in which they live in the city of Chicago and Cook County. Two pieces, you know, as you all know, with Leave No Veteran Behind, our organization was co-founded with the idea that if you can invest in veterans can come back and build more resilient and even better communities as a catalyst. And when people talk about a catalyst, right, that's not the fuel, right, that's the spark. And, you know, I feel that, you know, as our veterans come back and our veterans transition, and I use that word come back and transition loosely because, you know, veterans make multiple transitions throughout their lives, whether you're a Vietnam veteran, World War II veteran, Korean War, Iraq, or Afghanistan, we're always making transitions, right? As we get older, as our perspectives change, as the conflicts change. And so throughout all of that, veterans also have a history of coming back and being catalysts economically, socially, or otherwise for the types of change that we're looking for in our nation. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a critical distinction. Yeah. You know, at no stage is a veteran a charity. People have already invested in us. They've invested in our service. They've invested in, you know, our knowledge base. They've invested in a lot of different things. And they should always have an expectation of being able to leverage that investment for community good. Now, the piece that comes in is if we're not doing well, we need to always think about that investment is not doing well. Right? That these individuals that we've put in so much responsibilities into are not working at maximum capacity to continue the change that they're able to do in the society in which we want to live. And so our organization, Leave No Veteran Behind, focuses on two types of investments, education and employment. We have a retroactive scholarship that pays off veteran student loans.
Wow.
And require those veterans to give back 100 to 400 hours of community service. The criteria for that program is that they have to have completed some form of higher education, served honorably, have an economic hardship. But most importantly, these are veterans who are already, you know, they it's one thing to base a scholarship on potential. It's another thing to base a scholarship on actually outcomes and performance. And that's what you have here. And so these veterans, once they get their student loans paid off, they have to commit to 100 to 400 hours of community service. The other side of our investment is local. While that program is national, locally, we've been providing transitional jobs in the city of Chicago for over a decade now. And these transitional jobs pay wages, they provide opportunities for training, and then we place people in long-term industries. What's unique about those transitional jobs that we provide veterans, their families, is that they have to also have some type of communal outcome, positive communal outcome. So our organization was integral in the formation of the Safe Passage Program in the city of Chicago, where our veterans go out before and after school and provide a violence reduction. Right now, we just got tied in as contact tracers in partnership with the city of Chicago, where our veterans and community members are making sure that people are proactively getting screened for COVID-19. And then the other side is we also do direct mentorship to youth and members of the community to make sure that our community members are more resilient in the face of existential threats. So we're actually training community members around first aid, CPR, CERT training, psychological first aid, so that we're much more prepared and much more resilient when we're faced with the type of social medical unrest that we find from pandemics or some of the more caustic social issues that we're facing. So these are the kind of the bodies of behaviors in which our veterans are up front and lead with. You know, over the last 10 years, we've provided over 1,000 transitional jobs to veterans, youth participants, community members. We've paid out close to $10 million in wages. And that's economic activity that we've seen flow into the hands of individuals who need it the most and the communities that need it the most. And so, you know, our hope is to continue to do that. On Monday, I'll be sharing some of this work with President Preckwinkle, and she's just honored us to speak on behalf of this organization and to articulate some of the issues that veterans are facing. So, that's what we're doing. That's what we're trying to do. But outside of the behavior, right, of what we're actually doing, it's the ethos that matters, right? Why are we doing this? How can we leverage veteran talent to solve some of the pressing issues that we have?
That's fantastic, Eli. I mean, you gave so much information in that short period of time that was just astounding. I mean, these are some opportunities that veterans need to know about, need to get engaged with. It can change and transform someone's life. Many of our veterans are coming back from service and are, you know, transitioning from active duty to civilian life. This is just fantastic what you've done. And I loved one of the comments you made. It was like the this is not the fuel. It is just a spark. You know, so the beginning, we have to become actively engaged and take advantage of these opportunities, right, and become part of the process. And as veterans, we should be supporting organizations like this in any way we can. And we should be, you know, making sure we know that. Is there like a website or anything that people can go to or to get more, information on this?
Absolutely. They can look us up. It's really easy. www.leavenoveteranbehind.org. Really easy. leavenoveteranbehind.org. If you Google us, you can see right now we're hiring up. So we're looking for veterans right now to be employed in transitional work. We've got multiple types of opportunities where they can engage in the community. And I want to be clear, these are paid opportunities. The reason we chose the transitional jobs model as a way to impact veterans and their families is because our hope is that if you're able to stabilize somebody economically through work, right, through work, this is not a handout. You will come, you will work, that those individuals now have the latitude to choose and opt into opportunities that are, again, catalytic for them families, catalytic for themselves, and then catalytic for the community. And that's the critical way in which we look at all of our program. These are not, again, this is not a charity. You know, a lot of people run charitable organizations, and there's nothing against that. We think that these are strategic investments and individuals that, again, can really reshape the way in which we look at community.
Wow.
And so if you're interested in participating in that, if you're interested in working and making sure that you're able to do a deep dive into the places that need it most, we've got some jobs.
Yeah, it looks like, Eli Washington, it looks like you're bringing some power brokers to your table. You have Emmanuel Johnson, Karen Hernandez, Bill Brown, and my special place in my heart is for Bill Brown, also for Eli Williamson. Very good people who are actually doing some great things. And, you know, I know Bill Brown is actually Post 311 commander, you know, for VFW, and they are actually opening up a new center out there in Matson. So, you know, people should pay attention to that. They're having an open house that's coming up. But, you know, so what are the other things that you think are important for us to know, Eli Washington, that people should know about what this event means and why it was so important for you to pull this together?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, there's two pieces. You know, I think that, you know, the first piece is we really are suffering right now as a nation. We're pretty fractured.
Yes.
Around things that, you know, I would never consider them inconsequential. Mm-hmm. But I think we are fractured around things that should not be of consequence, if that makes sense.
That's right.
And, you know, the idea of us being fractured right now at this critical stage, not only in our national development, but in human development, is it's unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that it's unnecessary is that, you know, I served in the military for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I had all types of people around me, black, white, Jew, Gentile, didn't matter.
Right.
And your ability to overcome your own personal dissonance for cause, mm-hmm. right, and more importantly, a greater cause than yourself,
yes,
was the admired way of leadership, right? Was the admired way of leadership, and I think that that's critical. You know, we were both in the Army, and there's actually an FM on leadership that describes not only how to lead, right, but the characteristics of leadership. Mm-hmm. And so when we start trying to codify where we're fractured, right, we do have people who've been trained to standard around what it means to lead through very difficult moments.
Yes.
And most importantly, what the character of leadership needs to look like as they lead. Mm-hmm. It's not so much just getting the job done in the military. It's getting the job done with a certain sense of character that allows you to continue to lead and build trust with the people in which you have to, you know, they have to follow you. And I think that as veterans, there's a unique opportunity to kind of pull people back from the brink of being fractured to move people into a place in which they're moving forward around things that are important for everyone, around things that are of consequence, right?
Right.
But don't necessarily tear us asunder. And I think that that's the most important moment right now. If there's anything that needs to be articulated across the board, regardless of one's political persuasion, is that. The second part of that, right, is the accountability, you know, that you find in the military, right?
Right.
The military doesn't always get that right, but you understand when it doesn't, right?
Yes.
And there's an
expectation
that it's going to get fixed.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And when you have that expectation, right, you're able to move things forward. And so regardless of, you know, the political consequence of this election or what's happening politically, I think that there has to be a level of accountability that we all have to embrace, right, so we can move things forward and allow ourselves the opportunity, you know, to look at the situation and grow from it. So I think that military individuals provide that unique opportunity to provide that framework for the larger whole.
Yeah, you know, and earlier we had on, you know, Congressman Davis, Danny Davis, the honorable Illinois congressman from the 7th Congressional District, and we also had on Chris Kennedy, who is the son of Robert F. Kennedy. And, you know, as we look back through history and we look at John F. Kennedy and Ted Kennedy and we look at people who actually stood up for the right thing to do. We had John McCain. We had, James Clyburn. We had John Lewis. We had people who, you know, really looked into their hearts and decided that this nation needed to heal. And they didn't come at it with a hammer or a sledgehammer or, you know, a bulldozer, but they came at it with rational thinking and making sure that we were on the right course. We as veterans have a responsibility to help to, you know, fight against those things. The reason why Veterans Day even was instituted was the end of World War One, right? It was the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918. And it was called Armistice Day until June 4th of, 1926 when they put this into effect. And then it was renamed in 1954. And so we, you know, we are part of a legacy of healing of this nation and protecting this nation. And we have that obligation, whether we are retired from the military or active duty, we are here to embody that character, that moral strength in order to make sure this nation is safe. And I just want to commend you for what you have been doing, because the programs you put into place have actually made that happen. So I want to thank you, Eli Williamson, and then also to Eli Washington, that we hope this is going to be a successful event, which I'm sure it will be. Every year it is. But again, it's on Monday the 9th at 3 p.m., Facebook page for Tony Preckwinkle. Make sure you're there and learn and, you know, gain from these benefits that these veterans have worked so hard to put on the table for you. But thank you again, Eli, and we're just running out of time. So, again, I'll be seeing you on the boulevard.
Sounds good, Dr. Arnold. As always, I appreciate you. And I'll leave with one other thing. You know, I read your stuff, and the most important speech you ever gave, I remember coming back to Chicago right out of the military, you were organizing people around, at that time it was H1N1. Mm-hmm. And you talked about the difference between passion and compassion. Mm-hmm. And I've always appreciated that. You know, passion can get you so far, but compassion gets you over the hump. Yes. And we need a lot of that right now. So if anybody has a chance, read Dr. Arnold's book. It's out. And he covers that down in his intro. Okay. So I do read your stuff, sir.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
And I just really appreciate how that framing that has impacted
Eli,
my life.
Eli, we are out of time. Yes? It's 5:59. So we're bringing you back, and I apologize for the confusion of Eli Washington and Eli Williamson. So, but yes, I will definitely follow up with you for another program, because we have to have you back.
Thank you.
We have to. Absolutely.
All right.
Yes. Okay. An important announcement. Two callers, please call in for the Top Box Food Holiday Giveaway on behalf of Chris and Sheila Kennedy and Congressman Danny Davis. And also, America's Heroes Group proudly announced we're giving away, starting today, $4,000, $1,000 per caller. Two callers in November, two callers in December will win $1,000 apiece. How do you do that? You must go to our Facebook page. You must like it, share, and register at the bottom where it says join our community. So put your information in there, and we will select two callers in November, $1,000 apiece. Two callers in December, $1,000 apiece. Happy holidays.
Yes.
From America's Heroes Group. On behalf of Cliff Kelly and Colonel Dr. Dana Arner, they are personally donating this money because we have to make a difference. Thank you for listening.
And make sure that you heal this nation as you're a veteran. And happy Veterans Day again.
Yes, to all. Blessings.